The ban on alcohol sales during the 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. polling hours was a Prohibition-era response to what was already a well-established tradition in Kentucky, buying votes with liquor.
It goes back a long time to the antebellum period.
That's Jim Holmberg with the Filson Historical Society of Louisville. It wasn't unusual for saloons to double as polling places at the time, and Holmberg says it was also common for corrupt politicians to do whatever they could to make voters happy.
And of course, one way to do that was to get the voters liquored up and basically seduce them or bribe them with drinks, free drinks, and things like that. And so it could actually skew the results of the election.
Numerous attempts to bring back Kentucky's Election Day sales have failed, but this year, Senator John Schickel's bill came amid growing concerns over millions of dollars of lost sales, not only at bars, restaurants, and liquor stores, but along Kentucky's popular bourbon trail. Its distillery tours are also shut down during polling hours. Schickel told Kentucky Public Radio earlier in the session that the ban is no longer practical. Elections are closely monitored on the state and federal levels for fraud, and Schickel, whose career was in law enforcement, says he never heard any complaints about voters showing up drunk at the polls. His bill does have a provision for communities that want to continue the ban.
This law will allow Election Day sales, though, but it also allows for local option if people don't want it.
Chris Schreck says he'll welcome an uptick in Election Day business. His family's store, Schreck's Baxter Liquors in Louisville, has been around since 1936, almost as long as Kentucky's Election Day sales ban.
We usually do about half the business, and there's usually people lined up at the door right when the election's over. The only bad part, it's my golf day, and I enjoy going out and golfing with my buddies, but it's fine with me if we're open.
Going into their respective legislative sessions, Kentucky and South Carolina were the only two states left with statewide bans on Election Day alcohol sales. In the Palmetto State, stores can sell beer and wine, and restaurants can serve drinks, but packaged liquor sales are prohibited. Dr. Edward Lee is a Winthrop University history professor and the mayor of York, South Carolina. He says there's no movement afoot to lift his state's Election Day alcohol ban.
I think there's a belief in South Carolina that alcohol and ballots are a combustible combination, so there's not going to be that temptation, and we're not going to have alcohol that readily available when people are visiting their polling places. South Carolina goes its own way. It's historically gone its own way, and I do not see it changing.
The next statewide election day in Kentucky is Tuesday, May 20th, 2014. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.